Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. And I want to remind everybody that the Watt Institute, a nonprofit educational corporation, brings us here to be with you each and every Thursday. But all the other days, LA Talk Radio brings us to be with you, just not live. You can only talk to us live on Thursdays. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to do that. But first, I have a very special guest, Sue Wagner. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Hello. Hi, everybody. I'm just here to do some advertisement to let you know what's going on with the Watt Institute. Dr. Allen is the founder and the CEO. I'm the chief financial officer. And right now we have ladies groups going on. Dr. Allen offers ladies groups. I offer ladies groups and Kelly offers ladies groups. What the ladies groups do is basically we help the ladies communicate skills. And it's for women looking to date men or even ladies in relationships. You don't have to be in a relationship or not in a relationship. We work with all kinds of ladies. And then we work with you with a limit to maybe 4 to 5 ladies in each group. And we work one-on-one and you learn from the other ladies' experiences as well. We have those going. They do run monthly. So we do have October is already full. So if you want to get in on November's, give me a call at the office at 949-723-0338, or it's best to send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. That's info@drpatallen. Just send me an email. Let me know. You can ask me any questions and, I'd be glad to give you all the information. And Dr. Allen also is available to do private life scripts. Those are offered every Friday between 12 and 5. It's a one-hour life script reading. She charges $200. It's conducted via Zoom. So you can have that session anywhere in the world. Again, you can just contact me at the office at info@drpatallen.com. And if you have any other questions you want to ask about anything we have going on, just give me an email at the office as well. That's it for the Watt Institute information.
Thank you so much, Sue. Hey, everybody. Sue also puts out a newsletter. And so you can sign up for that at www.drpatallen.com, drpatallen.com. It's fantastic. Thank you so much, Sue.
Okay. Thank you, folks.
You bet. Hey, Dr. Pat, you're on the air. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Great. I'm ready.
All righty. And let me find out if we have any callers right now. I'm going to ask Sam over at our switchboard, see what we hold. Oh, look at that. We already got one. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello. Kelly, can you interpret for him?
No, I cannot, Dr. Pat Allen. I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I believe Sam's going to get him back. Okay, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. My question was, I was dating this one guy for a couple months, just ended about 2.5 weeks ago. He ended up ghosting me. We were going on dates, like 1 or 2 dates a week, had 14 dates total. And then we were intimate together. We hadn't had that exclusivity conversation. And then about 2.5 weeks ago,
when you say you were intimate, did you let his penis go in your mouth, anus, or vagina?
Yes. Like by date 7. Yes.
Okay. Well, doesn't matter how many dates. The point is, that's what I consider sexual intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So go on with your story. I just needed to know that.
Okay. So what happened?
He picked your cherry and then he dropped you?
I'm not sure what happened, to be honest, because the last date, which was great, we went to a concert, and when we were hanging out at his place,
had a conversation. Wait a minute, have you read my book, Getting to I Do? Have you read it?
Not in its entirety, but I've gone through a good part of it, but I haven't completely finished it.
You haven't been able to find my book?
No, I have found your book. I just have not completely fully read it, so cover to cover.
Well, if you had read my book, you would know that he picked your cherry, enjoyed a few dates, and then dropped you to get another one to pick.
So I guess, is it just hopeless then? after that date, I remember asking him like what he was looking for in a partner and in a wife, because we both talked about how we wanted to get married. Just
first of all, these men want to pay very little for sex. Is he cute? Is he rich?
He's cute. He's not like rich or anything like that by any means. I think he does well for what he does, but he's not, drowning in like money or anything.
Are you willing to not be free?
How do you mean?
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
When he grabs your body, or asks you for sex, or says, come over to my house, whatever con he uses, it's a con. You see? When you hear that, tell him, thank you so much for being attracted to me. I am attracted to you as well, but I'm not into free sex. And I'm not in the business of professional selling sex. So are you willing not to have intercourse until we're monogamous, boyfriend, girlfriend, compatible in that we see each other regularly and that we both are interested in the same goal? And are you interested in getting legally married to somebody?
I am, and that's what he and I talked about.
Are you interested in being married and having a kid?
Being married. The kid, I'm okay with it if it doesn't happen, but being married, yes.
Okay, so you're not interested in the kid, but you're interested in the marriage.
Yes.
Then what you say to him is, I'd love to be affectionate, but not intercourse. Because if I give you intercourse, I'm going to bond to you. And it may take me up to 2 years to get over you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that you're right now, your body is going, where is my husband? Isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely yearning for him. I have anxiety.
Honey, anxiety comes from your animal nature. You see, when women give free sex for boyfriend or fiance for whatever, when you give free sex, your Bartholomew glands flash up, trigger your pituitary gland in your brain, and it gushes oxytocin. Do you know what oxytocin is?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's that bonding chemical or something.
It's glue.
Mm-hmm.
It bonds your body to his body like an addiction. Are you willing to read my book entirely and call us back next week? And please don't give free sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
What if he may not even call again? I don't know. It's been 2.5 weeks.
Whatever. Look. He may or may not. He may have picked enough of your cherries to be satisfied. I got it. The point is, are you willing from this moment forward either become a professional prostitute and get money for what you're doing? At least then you're not doing it for free. What's the one thing prostitutes don't do when they're hired?
Give out free sex.
They don't. No, that's not what I said. They don't kiss. Kissing is too sexual. Kissing is too lovable, bondable. So from this day forward, how old are you?
40.
That's fine. I'm 88.
Okay.
I've buried four husbands, but they died smiling.
Okay.
Please read Getting to I Do, please.
Okay. After that.
And practice my program.
Mm-hmm.
I'll teach it to you. I already gave you the major premise. No penile insertion in mouth, anus, or vagina unless you're monogamous, continuous in dating, and have the same long-term goals. Got that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you willing to consider doing it?
Yes. Yeah, especially because
get out there and flirt.
Like
get out there and look them in the eyes and flirt. And when they come after you for a free lay or a cherry, tell them thank you for being attracted. But I don't want to bond to your body unless we're monogamous, continuous dating, and that you have an availability to consider getting legally married. Got that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, caller. All righty. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get in the hot seat. And caller, you are on the line with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do.
Ooh, that sounds nice. You're practicing for the wedding. That was a joke.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
I do. I was on last week.
Okay. What?
I was on last week, and I read you my letter. I texted to my
Okay. Hi, bye letter. Bye.
Yes.
And what did he answer?
Yes, he said that he wanted to talk.
Wants to talk. That's right. What I'm saying. Talk about monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals.
Right. So we talked, and he committed to the consistency and the monogamy part while we were on the phone this week. But he's supposed to call me tonight to talk about the date for the wedding. And he said he wanted it in 2024 or 2025. And then we negotiated to 2024, but he didn't set a date, a month and a day. We have a year.
Did he agree to monogamy?
Yes. He agreed to monogamy. Yes.
Did he agree to continuity, seeing you regularly with, just you? And did he agree that he was going towards marriage to somebody?
Yes, to me.
What?
Marriage to me in 2024. We didn't set a date. We're supposed to talk today, this evening, about a date in 2024.
Then he won't mind getting you an engagement ring now for Christmas.
Right. So my question is, should I be asking for a proposal at a certain time, like I'm asking for a wedding date, or should I let him decide?
No, dear. Ask for an engagement ring and an introduction to his family.
I already know everybody. I know everyone. We all grew up together.
I think that's just Ducky Fine, but they don't know that you're thinking of marrying him.
True.
So would you please have an open party for your family and friends when you get your engagement ring? Because he said he's going to marry you in what year?
2027.
And that's okay.
2024, that's 5 years. Said,
is that okay with you? Do you feel comfortable?
It's 2024. I feel okay with that.
Well, 2024, this is only 2022.
It's about to be 2023. In 3 years.
Pardon?
Yes.
Do you want to get married next year?
Yes.
Well, then why don't you say, I'll consider the offer if it's next year?
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes, I'm willing to do that.
Because what I'm sharing with you is what I got my PhD for. I help people. Did you read Getting to I Do?
6 times.
What?
6 times.
God, that's wonderful. Have you now graduated to It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
No, that's really difficult reading.
That's the one. That's the book that has the tools in it in detail. It's very intellectual.
Yes.
So I want you to know that women have to feel good about contracts with men for it to work. Are you feeling good about 4 years to wait?
No, I'm okay with 2024. I'm okay with 2024 because this year is almost over. We're about to go into 2023. I'm concerned
2024 is 2 years away.
Okay. So what I would like is the engagement.
Oh, by the way, don't live with him without the ring.
Oh, I'm not living with him or screwing him without the ring. So I'm clear. My question is
What's your question?
It's about the engagement. The engagement. I would like to be engaged next year, 2023.
No, I want you engaged now.
Oh, okay.
Has he already got his penis in your body?
No.
Do you think he's really going to wait for 2 years to get his penis in your body?
No.
That's what I'm saying. But would you be willing to ask for an engagement ring and an introduction to the family? And then you can live with him. You can do what you want.
Okay. If he says no, he doesn't feel comfortable doing that, then that's the end.
That means he doesn't want to cherish your feelings. He wants to use your body as a seminal receptacle.
Okay.
Men like sex. Women like to make love.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I like to make love.
You know what love is? Have you ever been in love with the man that was in love with you?
Yes.
Okay. Did you notice how the touch was different?
Yeah.
You could feel the energy. Otherwise, men like sex, and sex is passion.
Right.
Because sex is connected to the body. Married people make love and periodically have a passionate trip. Right?
Right.
People that only have sex get bored stupid very shortly and stop having any erections. Right?
Yeah. Right.
So are you willing to let me help you make love and get married?
Yes, ma'am.
Then would you do what you promised me tonight?
Talk to him and tell him I would like to get engaged this year.
What would you tell him? Number one, monogamy. Nobody else but you. Continuity. If he doesn't see you as often as once a week, he's unless he's in the army or something. And then last but not least, an agreement that you will be married by the end of next year, which is not 24, it's 23.
Okay.
It is not smart to really be in that position unless there's a good reason. He's entering medical school. He's doing jail time. I don't know what he's doing. A year will let you know if you're making love or having sex.
Okay. Okay, what are the words I should say to him about
for what
I'm engaged for getting engaged this year and a wedding next year?
Well, first of all, you'll say to him, I want to answer the question about marriage and dating and all that. Are you available to listen to me? These are my tools.
Okay.
And he says, yes. Do you expect him to say yes?
Yes.
Then you'll say, thank you so much for giving me the convenient time. It is convenient, right, sir? He'll say yes.
Okay.
Would he agree?
Yes.
Good. Then you would say, you understand, I've already told you, monogamy, sexually, continuity, I get to see you as often as once a week or once a month or something that's regular. I don't want to go into starvation mode for affection when I'm bonded to you. And last but not least, I want to be legally married. So I want to be legally married by the end of this year and maybe the beginning of next year. And that I want to be introduced as your fiancé because you give me a ring. It doesn't have to be a big diamond. It can be a very nice zircon, something. But it's called an engagement ring to you and him and his family. You got that?
Yeah.
You want to practice it?
Okay. Here we go.
Take one.
Okay.
I'm him.
Hi, babe. Is this a good time to talk?
About what?
Yes. About our talk about monogamy, continuity, and
sure. I'd love to.
Okay.
I'm counting flowers for 24.
Okay. So I know you said that you wanted to set a wedding day for 2024. And I am not feeling good about that time period because we have been together for 25 years. And I want to know, I would feel so much better if we were engaged this year and I met with your family and we told them about our engagement for this year. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll think about it. And then you will shut your mouth and date him if he asks you, but not bring it up because he's thinking about it.
Okay.
You get a yes or a no.
Yeah.
You see, marriage is for women and children. It's not for men. Men want free sex, free girlfriends, free wives. The newest kind of marriage is friends with perks. Let's be friends and live together and share life and then see if we like each other in 5 years. Got that?
Yeah.
We don't want friends with perks. You want monogamy, continuity, and long-term similar goals, right?
Yeah.
So good luck, and call back.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, caller. All righty. Hey, caller, you're on the line with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
hi, I do have a question. Thank you so much for taking my call. So I'm
wait a minute. I want to hear you a little bit clearer.
Sorry, can you hear me now? Is that any better?
Let's see. Okay.
Can
what
you hear
do
me?
You want to talk about?
So a man's been dating me for about 3 weeks. And I
what?
Never know what to say. A man's been dating me for 3 weeks. And sometimes
don't
I don't
know
what
to say.
What
to
say
to your boyfriend?
Well, he's not my boyfriend. He's been dating me. He's been courting me for about 3 weeks.
With or without intercourse?
Without.
Without? Did he ask for it?
No.
Okay, did he go for it hand-wise?
No.
Okay, so he's just dating you.
He's just dating me, yes.
Faking what?
So we've just gone out a few times to eat and drink.
You've been out partying?
No, just to have a drink and eat, not party, just to talk.
That's called friends with perks, but you don't give him perks.
No, no perks.
How long have you been giving him friendship?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay. Well, are you willing to continue until he asks you for a serious relationship with sex?
Well, that's the thing. I never know what to say. For example, I want to have
say
more calls.
The first thing, no. You be him and I'll be the new you. You be him.
Okay, so he...
Here, honey, have a little glass of wine.
No, I don't really drink like that, so I won't have much.
Okay, so you don't drink. Okay. When women drink, they become men and want sex. When men drink, they become women and don't want marriage. They want sex.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so,
you be him, and I'll be you.
So he just sends me text messages sometimes.
What does he say in a
really
text message?
Nothing really, just hi, or it's not consistent.
Dear, what he's doing is he's stimulating your Bartholomew glands into getting you to ask for more intimacy.
Okay.
Why don't you come over to my house and spend the night?
Okay.
Has
so,
he asked you for anything that looked like sex?
No.
Okay. So what makes you think he wants anything more than a friendship?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not feeling his connection, but he always asked me for a date. He always asked me what I'm doing on Saturday.
What he's doing is trying to stimulate your pituitary into gushing oxytocin and gluing you to him till you're begging him to put his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Wow, okay.
Do you happen to lubricate when you're with him?
I'm not sure because I do. There is chemistry. I do think he's attractive.
Okay, but you've only dated him, what, 3 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah. I've seen him twice.
Yeah. So when you turn on enough, you're going to be going after him. You're being cherished. You're being courted. Do you understand?
See,
your
I'm
animal
not,
nature is being awakened. What?
He's going very slow.
What is he doing?
He's going very slow, so he's not mentioned anything about being in a relationship or what I want.
It's only 3 weeks. I give him 5 more weeks.
5 more weeks.
With nothing but friendship.
Right, because I know that I can't ask him for more.
More, better, different, love, affection, time, or sex. Yep, that's in my book.
Exactly. So, but then I feel like we're not building up enough of a connection.
You want to make love with or without intercourse?
Well, some sort of connection.
That's what I mean. You want to feel his love.
Yeah, I guess. Because then I don't know if he likes me.
Well, he'll know. You'll know. Now, be him. He's testing you week after week for 5 more weeks. And he's not doing anything and waiting for you to do something. Please don't do anything. Enjoy friendship with perks, no perks.
So is he being masculine or he's being the feminine?
No, he's very masculine. You are being conquered.
Okay. So
and
how does that work?
That's good. What?
How does that work? Because I feel like
here's how it
he's
works.
Not-
Mm-hmm. Watch. If he doesn't dump you for being too expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll know it because he won't call you. Or he'll call you and he won't ask you out.
Okay.
Have you ever been dumped by somebody?
You mean like ghosted?
Ghosted, yeah. I use different words.
Yeah, ghosted.
Have you been ghosted by a man that couldn't break you?
Yes.
Did he ever explain to you that you were stingy?
No, it's like I have 2 kids, so I feel like
they're waiting
for you to
give away. They want you to give it to them. Okay, but you don't. I like that. That's virtuous. So you want me to practice telling you how to say things to them. So would you please say something so I can respond?
Okay, so what he would say?
Well, he will. He'll either say, I'm leaving you, or come over to my house.
Okay, so I know what to say in terms of I don't feel comfortable. Oh, thank you so much for the invitation. I just wouldn't feel comfortable at this point.
Good.
Because I like you too much and if I'm around you.
I love it. You've been to Pat Allen, right?
I really have. I actually love you.
I hear me in your voice. I'm proud of you.
I'm trying. Thank you.
So the truth is, what is the moment of question then? You already got me down.
So I want him to call more.
No, honey, you use that four-letter word that's worse than you know what.
I know one. That's why I don't say anything. I'm not said anything to him. I'm just talking to you.
Wait a minute.
I want him.
He has not asked you for a kiss. You haven't been kissed.
So the last time I saw him, he said, give me a kiss. And then I kissed him on his cheek.
He kissed you where?
No, I kissed him on his cheek.
Oh, he's breaking you. He's getting to you. Oh. Do you understand? You flagged him?
How?
You kissed him. You reached out
cheek.
To his body and kissed him.
Yes, on his cheek.
Honey, I don't care where it was. You kissed him.
Okay.
Do you understand? I can hear his erection going through his underwear.
Okay.
Oh, well.
But I don't feel like he likes me.
Honey, he likes you so much that he's coming back more than once.
Right.
How long, how many times have you dated him?
So I've seen him twice, but he always arranges to meet me. And he does, we call or do video calls at least twice a week. We'll talk for like 2 hours on the phone.
I got news for you. He is one hell of a man.
Oh.
He is a dueling master with me. I love it. In a magazine where they have dates listed, a man wrote a date ad and it said, "Wanted, a Pat Allen woman."
But
you know what a Pat Allen woman is?
A virtuous woman, patient.
She's a woman.
Vulnerable.
Listen to this, though. I'm going to see a commercial. A Pat Allen woman is a woman that knows that men go for sex, but if they don't make love before they get old, they die sooner. Men need to be married more than us. When we get old, we become grandmas and we start taking care of the world. We become men. When men get old, they become women. They need love and affection because they're designed to be very productive when they're young. But when they're old, they need cherishing. So,
okay.
You see, if you go to any kind of singles party, you'll see 15 women with one man left. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he got so much free sex, he didn't hold out for making love. Men need mm-hmm. to make love when they're old. We women, we become men. We take care of our grandkids. We date people. Do you see?
So he's 42 and I'm 35.
He's right beginning andropause, which will be full tilt between 45 and 50. What he's trying to do is get you to mother him so that he will live longer with a loving woman, except that you want to get married and he wants you for free.
I do want to get married, and that's the thing. He doesn't talk about that. He doesn't mention it.
Why would he talk about it? He hasn't even asked you for a kiss.
Whoa,
you are a better man than he is right now.
Yes, I'm recovering. I haven't spoken to him about this. I don't, because I know that if, you know, I don't speak to him about it.
The what?
I don't speak to him about it. I don't ask him anything about marriage. I've
You're
never
not
even
supposed
brought
to speak to him. You have nothing to speak about. You're the woman.
It's just because this is the question I wanted to ask you.
I want you to know you can't ask for more, better, different love, affection, time together, or sex. That's too masculine.
unless I now ask for permission first.
What?
I have to ask for permission first, right? I have to ask.
If you want to be a man, do you want to be a man? Do you want respect?
No.
Then I can't say yes to that.
Okay. All right. So
what
my,
do you know? Look at your underwear next time you're with them, because I think you're lubricating.
Oh my gosh. No, I do like him.
That's what I just said.
But I can't like somebody if it's not going anywhere, because I have young kids. I want to be married. So,
honey, I got news for you. Mm-hmm. I got news for you. He likes you, or he wouldn't come near you. How old are your kids?
2 and 4.
They're right where they need a daddy. Where is their daddy?
We are almost divorced.
Why are you divorced?
I think he has some sort of character disorder. From what I've heard you say, and there's a book you recommended, and I listened to a lot of her stuff about, I think he's a narcissist. I think he actually has serious issues.
I hear that your ex-husband wants you, well, he's not your ex, he's whatever he is. Do you understand that a man who wants sex doesn't want to pay for somebody else's kids?
Hmm. Yeah.
You've got a deal going here. What I'm saying to you is, please, don't go after more, better, different love, affection, time, or sex. But when he kisses you on the cheek, say, ooh, that felt good. In other words, appreciate it if he ever makes a move.
Okay.
But when he gets up to he wants sex, then you have to say, I don't do casual sex. I've got to be a girlfriend, a fiance, or a wife.
Okay.
So, do you want a girlfriend?
Right.
A girlfriend is monogamous, a girlfriend is continuous, and a girlfriend has told him that she's aiming for marriage in a month, in a year.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can. The thing is, I'm duty dating at the same time. I'm trying to duty date.
Yeah, I want you to duty date. I want you to duty date. Thank you for using my terminology. You've got to distract yourself.
How do I duty date? And not waste my time
when
with
calls,
men who are not looking for marriage.
Honey, when he calls you for a date, does he call you for dates?
Yes.
One of these times, would you be busy with the date?
Okay, but do I tell him that?
Well, he'll ask you for the date.
So I heard what you said before about lying for love. So this weekend he asked me and I told him that I'm meeting a friend.
Wait a minute, who's saying he loves you?
No, so I heard you say before on the radio about lying for love.
I don't understand what you're saying.
So this weekend, he asked to see me, but I told him I was busy. I was meeting a friend.
Well, listen, I'm saying it this way. Does he call you for dates?
Yes, he tried to make one on this Saturday.
Then would you be kind enough to start having dates that stop you from dating him?
Right, okay, so we'll get back to it.
Well, he's dated you for 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So when he calls you for a date, does he say, I want to see you Saturday?
Yeah, he tried to make a date for Saturday, but I told him that I was busy with
Did you tell
friend.
Him? No. That's pretending you're with a girl.
Oh.
That's a lie for love.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to say, I've been asked out on a date, and I don't believe that you're interested in really dating me because you act like a friend.
Oh, but I'm confused now because, so I don't know if he's joking, but he said about taking me on a holiday next month.
That's the big one. And that's where you say, you understand I don't do casual sex. He's already got ahead of me. Therefore, when he brings that up, that's your invitation to a wedding night.
Wow.
When he brings that up, will you say, I love the idea of going with you? If I were your monogamous, continuous girlfriend and you were open to the idea that next year we could get married,
oh my God.
Are you willing
to
say that? What?
Is it not too soon? It's not too soon to say that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. He's asking you to go on a vacation with him. But you can't bring it up.
Okay.
So now you practice what I just taught you.
Okay.
Say it to me now. I want to plan a vacation for you and I for next month.
So, you know, I've been thinking about it and it sounds really good and I would love to do that. I think we'll have a great time. But I feel like that's probably best for me to do if I'm in a long-term relationship heading towards marriage. What do you think about that?
I love it. How did you feel about that? How did you feel about that?
Oh, I feel like it's sinking into my mind now. It's becoming more natural for me to have your speak. My broker's been adapted, I think.
Did you feel comfortable saying those words to him? Because you created them. I didn't do that.
So I'm not comfortable with it, but it makes
sense.
No,
because you know why? You're accustomed to giving them what they want so fast that they pick your cherry and that's the end of it.
Yeah. Okay, so just if he asked about the holiday again, just help him.
Oh, he's already asked for it. I see his game. He's right on schedule. 3 weeks, right on. 4 weeks. That dude is really doing it.
I don't feel like he likes me.
Honey, he does not love you. He lusts you. L-U-S-T. I've been telling. Lust is sex. Love is making love, and you feel it in their touch.
Okay, so
what he's doing right now, what he's doing is triggering your pituitary to produce the oxytocin that triggers the lubricant that allows him to penetrate you.
Oh. All right. Okay.
What?
So he's not building a foundation for a relationship.
Oh, he is a relationship. It's called friendship with perks.
Okay.
Most of the guys in America today want friendship and perks.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the women give free.
Right. So I heard you talk a lot about gut feelings, and my gut feelings are not sure.
Honey, your gut feelings have been contaminated. Are your mother and dad alive?
Yeah.
Okay, are they married?
Yeah.
And who's the man in the relationship?
My dad.
And is your mother a female?
Yeah.
She respects her husband?
Yeah, she did.
Then why aren't you with the father of the kids?
Because I was zero.
If she shared with you how to be a lady, and I hear that. I hear your mother is a Pat Allen woman.
She was a zero in a way, because my dad was very,
He was very what?
Strong. My dad was very controlling.
Was he cherishing?
No.
So do you understand your mother was owned by your father?
Yes, exactly.
And you only know. That's why you said, Pat, can I offer him something? Because you saw your mother doing that. That's your script.
Right,
you've been trained to be a boy like so many women's libbers out there. That they give away the store, not realizing that men don't fall in love with sex. They only fall in love with virtue. Virtue. Do you know why? Because they know if he got in free, he gets in free too.
Well, that's what the guy that is talking to me now, he appreciates that I was married, that my kids, you know, he understands that. In his eyes, he said that at least there's honor in that. It's not just, you know, I have kids.
Then he turns around and offers you a trip. Wait till you see what he does when you tell him the boundaries of the trip.
Right. So you're saying I shouldn't go unless I'm a girlfriend.
That's right.
Okay.
Either that or you should go with him and not stay in the same bedroom.
Yes, separate rooms. Okay.
You can give him that choice.
So I can say I would feel comfortable if we had separate rooms, or I could, if we were boyfriend and girlfriend, then we could share.
Are you understand? Have you read my book?
Getting to I Do and Conversational Rape.
Good. You haven't got it until today because you had some slight desperations that your mother taught you to give him what he wants to get him. You got it?
Okay.
Your mother played doormat.
Yeah.
And you're tempted to play doormat, but you don't want to, and I'm glad.
No, I don't want to. I just want to know if he likes me, because I don't know.
Do you know if he likes you if you do what I tell you?
Yes, I will know, because if he's
therefore, have you got what you called for?
Yes, but I also wanted to know, in terms of duty dating, how can I stop people from, when I'm duty dating, how can I stop people from wasting my time if they're not interested in marriage? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are we on? So I just wanted to know, in terms of duty dating, how can I stop people from wasting my time because I want to be married?
I understand you want to be married. Right now, you're duty dating around the circle and dating him and doing the trip thing. I've given you a bunch of little scenarios. Are you willing to practice them?
Yes. Okay. I'll get to work. I'll go back on some duty dates and
what?
Carry on. I'm going to get to work with what you've said. Thank you.
And call me back.
I will. I love you so much. Thank you so much.
I really honor you. I love you, but what I'm really appreciating is that you're teachable.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
Dr. You're Pat. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Good. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. All right. Tan's going to get us another one. 323-203-0815 is the number to call. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Let us have that question. Oh, that caller left. I'm sorry about that, caller. We missed you. Now we hope you'll call us back. All right, Sammy's working on it. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Nope, you've left again. Wild. All right. Anyway, 323-203-0815 is the number to call. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there you are.
I am. Are you feeling better?
Yes, my broken wrist feels better, and in a month, the doctor will tell me if I have to have another broken wrist bust or not, whatever. Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing well. So I had a first date with a new lady who certainly I was attracted to when I saw her, and we did an activity date that went well, playing tennis, and so that went well. But I decided to take some time between contacting her, and I'm planning to ask her if she is available to get together again on Sunday, but I think I want to take her out to eat because it's going to be a little warm for tennis, even though I'd certainly take her, I'd certainly go play tennis again.
Good.
So, go ahead.
Did you date her? Have you dated her?
Well, that was our first date, was playing tennis, and I proposed eating afterwards, but she said she had some work to do, so I'm not really sure what that means. But one of the places I told her that wasn't too far away, she definitely sounded interested in, so I'm going to propose that for Sunday. I'd almost rather...
Good.
I don't know. For you, is there any difference between having like a nighttime date and a daytime date? I have one friend who's adamant about not having daytime dates.
No, I think when there's chemistry is what causes the bodies to like to be near each other.
Uh-huh. We had one hug at the beginning. It was a little bit of an awkward sideways hug, but it was the first time that she was around me. So who knows? She could be more comfortable the second time. I didn't want to give her a hug afterwards because I was a little bit sweaty. But second date, we'll see if she does that. Although we'll see if she's. We'll see if she's even interested, but I did text her earlier in the week, and she was warm and replying, but so is the other one who was not available once again to get together on Sunday. But I found out about another event that I want to check out that kind of mixes spirituality and speed dating together. So that I'm hoping to do Saturday afternoon and evening, which might open up a different pool of people that I haven't checked out yet.
Do you realize that you sound like a hunter, a man?
Yeah. That's that's certainly my goal, is get out of the feeling brain and get into thinking mode, and I'm certainly more mindful about my communication thanks to you when I'm around people. Sometimes when I ask women, they either don't respond or don't like the feeling question, but if they ask me the feeling question back, I always answer it with the doing or thinking.
I hear a hunter going after his prey. And the eyes are the hunter of a man. Ears are the huntress of a woman.
Yeah, and I did like what I saw on Sunday. I think she is attractive to me. So that's what matters. Now I was wondering, dealing with spiritual stuff in the yin and yang senses. Spirituality, is that a masculine or a feminine thing? I guess, is that a feminine thing?
Honey, what did you ask?
I think I heard from somebody that, being a mother is actually being in your masculine, because you're doing and directing.
It is.
Right. So I was wondering if spiritual stuff fits into either the masculine or the feminine realm in your book.
It's both. When a man is in love, he's his woman. How many times on this show have I said, did you notice his touch was that of a man making love? We women... feel your energy in your touch. And there's a wonderful book by Touching by Ashley Montague. I explained it. I want to say it again to you. Men have a proclivity for the passion of sex. Women have the proclivity for the making love by touch.
Yes. And I was talking to somebody about that might be dealing with a similar situation, when they're more focused on the sex part, and the other person maybe
it isn't focusing.
Could be holding her.
A woman can feel the touch for sex, and she can feel the touch for love.
Okay.
Men that, like, you are seeing a woman. Is this the most attractive woman you've chased since you talked to me, or not?
No, but I am attracted to her.
Okay. That attraction makes you nervous about interfering with your hunt.
And because
you're nervous, you have a tendency to cherish her feelings so you don't turn her off.
Okay, yes, I can see that.
But I have a client I'm thinking of right now, a woman, who has come across a man that she is tremendously attracted to, and he is twice as chemically attracted to her, and she and I have to plot how, because he walks by her store or house, whatever, how she can signal him that she's not scary. The guy is afraid of her because he's so attracted to her. So what you're doing right now is reminding me of the fact that you're attempting to move affectionately towards her, but not turn her off. You see?
Yeah, because I didn't get an indication from her that, you know, her chemistry for me was off the charts. I certainly have doubts for that. May develop over time. Might have been her trying to keep it together. I don't know. I haven't spent enough time with her to really gauge on who she is.
In our previous conversations, I have provoked you into saying you would attempt a cheek kiss. Remember that?
Yes, that's with the other woman, and yes, I've had the cheek kiss with her, but that's not enough. That's not enough.
Okay.
For me.
So, I want you sober, because when you drink or use drugs of any kind, you will go too female.
No, I rarely drink, and using drugs never happens.
Okay, well then, that's the end of that. What I'm sharing with you is, your chemistry is turned on, and you are watching it because you're sober, and stay at the edge of courtship, but don't go into passion.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's easier with her, since we're getting started. I can definitely keep it. I can definitely keep it like that if she's willing to see me again. But I am planning to ask her out later today, and we'll see what I get back.
Good. I want you to know that being in love is a combination of masculine assertiveness and feminine passivity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean?
So I'm certainly going to ask her out in an assertive way.
I'm telling you that your conversation today was purely male, with consideration for her female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was. I am inviting her to a place that she did express a good amount of interest to, that she didn't know existed, that was close by. So I think that will appeal to her. It's a place I like too, and I've been more than a few times.
Good. Well, happy hunting, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for the pep talk as always, and I'll certainly let you guys know what happens and continues to happen. I'm excited about going to this event on Sunday too. I think there might be some people there that I wouldn't have been able to meet any other way. So I'm gonna check. I'm planning on checking that out too.
Good.
All right. Thank you as always.
Bye. All right. We are going to get another caller in here for Dr. Pat. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to hop on into the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, thank you. Regarding initiating contact, I understand that the man is supposed to initiate conversation first. What happens if a man calls during the course of dating and there's no voicemail, just a missed call? Should you call back with a missed call or only return if there's a voicemail?
What do you do? What do you do if a man doesn't call you back?
He calls during the course of dating. You got a missed call, but there's no voicemail. Should you call him back if there's no voicemail? Or text or anything? Do you record his phone call or no? If you get a missed call from a man you're dating without a voicemail or any text message, do you call him back?
Well, if you got a missed call from him, you call him back and said, did you call me?
Even if you didn't leave a voicemail?
Yes, especially if he leaves his number and you got it. You say, I that indicates, did you hear the man just before you?
No, I just saw his missed call on the phone.
What you say to him is, I got your message. Your number was on my phone. You called me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do that?
Send a text message or a phone call?
Whatever it is, how did the message come in to you?
Just it was just a missed call, a missed phone call without any voicemail.
It was a number on the phone. What was it? Numbers?
Yes, a phone number.
Okay. I would like it if you would respond in the same mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like he sent you an email and you sent us a text. Do the same thing, whatever it was.
Okay, so if he calls me, I should call him back. It was a phone call.
If it was a phone call, he called you, but he was afraid to talk to you. So I want you to call him back and say, I noticed your number on my phone. You called me, or was it an accident?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So call him back. No text message. I can't text him back.
Yes.
I just saw your missed call.
Did you like him?
Yeah, mediocre. I mean, I'm open to trying it again, but I'm just not sure what his intentions are.
What he's doing is signaling you and watching what you do with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I say, if you're chemically attracted to him, take advantage of what he did and say, I got your call. Was it a mistake?
Can I text message him back? Or does it have to be a phone call?
Well, the phone call is more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in this man?
I would be, but I want him to be pursuing me. I want him to be showing more effort. He has with it. He's not as consistent as I would like him to be. In the beginning, he was, but then he turned cold. He cooled off.
So what you want to do is put in a small rejection where you don't use the phone because he wants more intimate.
Mm-hmm. So just send a text message.
For what reason? What? What is the reason you don't want to call back as a form of his calling you? Why are you rejecting him?
He just doesn't seem like, it seems like he's playing games. He's just calling at a random hour at night, late at night.
Honey, I think that call, what you said is, do you understand courtship is gamey by nature? There's a hunter and a hunted. And you just said, mm-hmm. Pat, I don't want him at all. So I'm going to insult him and reject him by calling him another way so I don't have to speak to him, which is too intimate for me.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he deserves a callback because he cooled off on me. He hasn't been consistent with me
And, you know, it's been a few days where I didn't hear from him. He randomly just called me in the middle of the night at 11:30.
Do you see how angry you are at him? He's checking you out on it.
Uh-huh.
I advise you to call him and say, I got a number message from you. Did you call me accidentally?
Uh-huh.
That's you being the phone female. Call. What?
I should say that over the phone or over the phone?
Yes, because
okay.
What's going on here is you people are interested in each other, but you're rejecting each other. He's sending you messages to see what you do. In other words,
he's not asking me out. That the problem is he hasn't asked me out in a week.
Dear, listen. Do you sound masculine or feminine right now?
Masculine, but I don't.
If he doesn't do this, and if he doesn't do that,
I guess masculine.
Very masculine.
Okay.
For a very sensitive man, that would turn him off and you would miss an opportunity. I'm just telling you how to do the process. You want to reject him when he called you to get you to call him.
So I'm supposed to just be flexible. He can call me whenever, at any hour that he wants to call me. He doesn't respect my time. He doesn't respect me as a woman. I just feel like he's, you know, he sends me random events to go to, singles events. He sends me the links to sign up to them. I don't feel like he's taking me seriously. I feel like he's just taking me for a joke. So, yeah.
Are your mother and dad married?
Yeah.
Who's the man?
My dad is the man.
Are you like your dad or your mom?
I'm like my mom, but as I'm getting older, I'm getting more irritated with the single situation.
Do you understand? All women, how old are you now?
I am 38.
Okay, you're 38. You're not in menopause yet. But why are you mad at men?
They walk away when I don't want to be intimate with them. I'm trying to date for marriage.
Do you understand that the way you're talking to me is pure male?
Okay.
So
I think I'm frustrated.
Do you want to be male?
No, I don't.
Then would you be so kind as to call this human being and say, I got a call from you. Did you make an accidental call?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The only man that would take a risk on marrying you would have to want you because you cook good, I have money, but your anger towards men is palpable.
The thing is that he calls in the past, he's called, but he's never set up a date. It's just he's just calling randomly.
Honey, he's the man. You're not the man. He's the man.
So I should just allow him to continue calling whatever he wants and just entertaining him no matter what he wants to do.
Wow. Boy, are you mad at men. Whoa.
I just want to understand what you're saying.
Honey, you want respect.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be cherished. You want to be respected. Have you read my book or not?
Yes, I have. I have to apply it more.
Well, it doesn't show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You sound furious at a guy who set up a game to test you on your rage. I'm seeking through the game and getting you to be feminine with him, and you are madder than a wet hen.
Well, my question is, what's the point of just talking on the phone?
Honey, the point is, no man wants to be with the man with the vagina. That's too many men.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
So you're saying just go with the flow?
Yeah.
Just let him do what he wants to do, and he doesn't respect my time.
Okay.
Just let him.
I give you permission to hate men. Feel free to hate men.
No, it's not all men. It's just the ones that think that I'm just here for fun, for a good time, and
darling,
trying to get me into hotel
I would
room.
Like you. The problem is you
to
want to
him,
mother.
To
okay. Uh-huh. Do you understand? You're demonstrating rage that is not called for. I gave you a technique to give him a call to see how he responds, and you are acting as if he's a killer.
Uh-huh. The thing is that I saw him recently, and he completely didn't acknowledge my presence. He just disappeared, and now
I got news for you.
A stranger. Yeah.
The way you're acting on the phone with me tells me to tell you the only men that can be with you have to be girls with penises.
No, I don't want that.
If that's okay with you, it's okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to practice being a girl?
Yes.
Give him a call and tell him you got his accidental message. Then call me back next week.
Okay. But the thing is, he already disappeared. And I don't know, it seems like it's already over between us. And he's just been dating casually, asking me to go to single events with him.
Darling, I know you're having... Do you have ulcers yet? Do you realize how angry you are?
I just want to make sure you understand the whole situation. I'm not angry. I'm just a little frustrated at the situation, but I want to know if this is the way it's supposed to be with every guy I go out with. Just allow them to act however they want. And
I just gave you the premise that you will not have any problem with men. They will ghost you.
Okay.
And the men that will put up with you angry will bore you stupid.
Okay.
Think about it. Much too much anger.
Okay.
All
Do you
right.
think that's why he ignored me?
What?
Twice? Do you think the reason he ignored me is because I didn't return his phone call?
Yes.
I texted him.
I know that he did the accidental call to test your response.
Mm-hmm. Test my response. If I was supposed
You're
to call him back.
You're being tested right now.
Uh-huh.
He may
I think it's already over.
Call now. What?
The last two times I saw him, he completely didn't acknowledge me. So it seems like it's already over.
Darling, stop it. Do you realize I cannot stop you from anger at men?
I know.
Okay.
No, in the beginning he came on strong, and then he just became very casual with me and was trying to be all physical and intimate. I'm a traditional girl. I don't do that before marriage. So I think that was his intention.
Have you been to any therapy?
Yes.
EMDR?
No.
EMDR is for trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to you when you grew up at the hands of a man, whoever he was, you're rageful.
Mm-hmm. I don't see dating and men just treating women as objects that they can, you know, use and abuse and just take advantage of. They're not all like that, but
what did a man do to you when you were little?
I don't recall any negative experiences.
What?
I don't recall any negative experiences when I was little. I don't recall.
I didn't hear. Did somebody hurt you?
No, not that I recall, no.
No, but I'm talking about somebody else when you were little.
I don't think so.
Maybe a neighbor. Maybe a relative.
Mm-hmm. No.
Especially somebody that you loved.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying to you is, please work on your anger because it can block your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book and it's called, you want a little book?
Yes, please.
This is by a lady named Shapiro. And the book is called Getting Past Your Past. She created EMDR, eye movement rapid desensitization, which is a very excellent form of helping people with rage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll look into that. Thank you for the suggestion. You suggest me writing a hi and bye letter to him, a goodbye letter or something.
You what?
Would you suggest me writing a letter to him? Like, you know, because we didn't really have a proper...
I didn't, in this session, I didn't tell you to write him a letter.
Would you be against me writing a letter to him?
What?
Should I write him a letter or no?
No, I don't want you to write him a letter. I want you to call and say, did he make an accidental phone call on the phone, through this phone?
So no hi, bye letter.
No, I never said that to you today.
I know, I'm asking if it's okay to do that. But fine, I can... The problem is
writing
that
hi bye letter is begging him to be good to you.
I see. The problem is the missed phone call was a few weeks ago. And ever since then,
I know that.
Around. Yeah,
did you write a letter?
No, I wrote him a text message. I wrote him a text message that said, hi, I received your phone call. It was too late, unfortunately. Is there something you wanted to talk about? And he ignored me.
We've already gone through this.
Uh-huh.
Did you give him the letter?
No, I didn't write him a letter. No.
That's why you're raging.
So, yeah. I asked him my text.
Do you want to give him the letter now based on the phone call mistake?
If I would like to, if you believe that it's okay,
then
do
it. Wait a minute. What you're doing is going farther than I was at. So I'm not.
We're gonna have to take another call. So thank you, caller, for calling in. Call us again.
Okay, thank you,
Dr. Pat. We've got some. You bet. Bye bye. Alrighty. Okay. So you know the number. Here we go. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. First of all, I want to say thank you to Dr. Allen. I'll be celebrating 2 years married, and her teachings got me married, and I'm still married. So I just want to say thank you. Second thing, I want to ask, my husband is 51 and I'm 42, and I'm noticing his transition into his feminine, but he's still very alpha male. So I'm trying to figure out how to navigate that, because I fake beta for him, but I'm noticing, you know, some of the feminine energy coming out in his age, and I don't know how to navigate that.
Well, what are you asking me?
I'm asking you, like, when he's in his feminine, do I then go to my masculine, or do I stay in my feminine because he's kind of wavering back and forth right now?
No, you're not the lady I was just talking to.
No, I just called.
Kelly, am I dealing with a new person or with an old person?
This is a new caller, Dr. Pat. New caller.
This is a new caller?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now that changes my mind, because I was thinking the old caller was now the new caller, the whatever. So, okay. So I'm wiping my screen empty. What is your question now that I know that you aren't her?
My question is my husband is 50 and I'm 40, and I'm noticing that he's starting to kind of flip-flop, transition between masculine and feminine, because he's very alpha masculine. So
yes.
When he's in his feminine, do I acquiesce and go into my masculine to meet his feminine energy, or do I stay fake beta?
Are you married to him?
Yes. Thanks to you.
Are you getting along?
Yes, we get along quite well. I don't want to disrespect him.
Is he sick? Did you say he was sick?
No.
All
no,
right.
He's 50, so he's starting to kind of transition into feminine energy a little bit.
Okay, so you're asking me whether you should be nice to him?
I'm asking if I should meet him as a masculine energy when he's in his feminine
energy, or do I just continue? If he is in his feminine, you ask him, what can I do to help you and I feel better? If he's in his masculine intellect, what can I do to help you and I do better?
Okay. All right.
Everybody's doing what?
So when he's in his feminine, then I cater to
you. Ask him, what can I do to help us, both of us, feel better?
Okay.
If he's crying, you don't ask him doing. And if he's doing, you don't ask him what he's feeling.
Okay.
He will show you what he needs. Respect
right.
or cherishing.
Okay, very good. I'm on the right track.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. You have changed my romantic life. Before I got married, before we were together, I was alpha, masculine, trying to find a masculine man, and it just wasn't working. And since I've been following your teachings, Dr. Pat, I swear, if you found the magic potion. We couldn't be happier, and he's happy, and I'm happy, and I just want to keep it that way.
I love you. I adore you. Your call came at the right time.
Whoever's listening, it works. I promise it works.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Connor.
Bye-bye.
All right, I think we have time for one more. Let me check in with Sam at the switchboard. Well, let me see.
What?
Okay, remember everyone.
Wonderful. I've had a good time.
Remember everyone, we do groups all through the month. October's full, November's open. Reach out, info at drpatallen.com. Hi, caller, you're live on the air. Ask your question.
Oh, how exciting. Okay. My question is, my boyfriend dumped me 3 months ago, and, he was not divorced yet from his wife, and,
Whoa! Mistake. So what is your question?
My question is, I want to get back together with him, but I don't know.
Are you together now?
No. Mm-mm.
He left you. He left you. You left him.
He left me.
For what reason?
He said he wasn't ready to be in another committed relationship.
Okay. So are you going to not have sex with him? Are you going to not call him? Are you going to act like a woman who's been dumped?
I am not calling him or having sex with him or seeing him or having any contact whatsoever.
With what?
I have no contact whatsoever with him.
Does he chase you?
No, there's no contact.
So what is this phone? What are you asking me? I don't know what you're asking me.
Respark the relationship, or do I just let it go?
Wait a minute. Is he getting a divorce from his wife?
Yes. He's divorced now. He got divorced a month after we broke up.
Okay, so he got that. So he has dropped you then?
No, he dropped me before.
He dropped you before. Do you want to write him a hi-bye letter? Are you wanting to ask him to come back now that he's divorced?
Yes.
Do you know what the hi-bye letter is?
Not verbatim, no.
Do you have a paper and a pen?
Yes.
I'll give you the paragraphs. Paragraph, sentence one, I'm writing you this letter to share my thoughts and feelings about us. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the lead sentence. The first paragraph is, even though you were married, I went with you, we got together, and I loved you because. The first paragraph is why you would date a married man.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write that down?
I'm trying to, yeah.
Okay. The next paragraph is the pain you've gone through since he left you.
Okay.
The next one is, I don't want to lose you.
Okay.
The next paragraph is, I want another chance to be with you.
Okay.
And the last paragraph is, thank you for reading this letter and perhaps responding.
Okay.
Okay, have you got it?
Yeah, I wrote it all down.
Okay, so send him that letter.
Is it manipulative to do that?
What?
Is it manipulative?
Like, did you think communication wasn't manipulative?
Yeah.
Do you stay on the right? Do you stay on the right side of the yellow line on the freeway?
Yes.
Because if you don't, you die.
Yes.
I am a transactional analyst. All I do all day and all night is help people manipulate each other with love and respect.
Okay.
If you listen to this show, you heard people upset. You heard me. You got to see what I do for a living and a loving, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
And I'm giving you a technique so that you maybe can help yourself.
Yes.
I promise you I'm manipulative, but only for respect and cherishing.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye. Good. Good luck.
Thank you,
caller. Dr. Pat, we are out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
True that. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in with us. We love you all so much. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. And we hope you'll be back with us next Thursday. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.